Harper Audio presents The Midnight Cool by Lydia Peel, performed by Don Hagen. Four things greater than all things are women and horses and power and war. Rudyard Kipling, The Ballad of the King's Jest. Part 1. In the Argonne Forest. France, October 1918. Another shell explodes in the distance. Charles and the mule are stuck, mired in the mud. It is dawn, and the sky is the color of mud. The earth is mud. The whole world is mud. The only thing that is not mud is a stand of wasted trees ahead. Beyond those trees, the rest of Charles's unit moves towards the Argonne Forest, along a road that is a river of mud, studded with nails and barbed wire the Germans scattered to slow them. A unit was supposed to come through in front of them and clean it up. Nobody seems to know what happened to them. Charles tugs on his mule's lead. They have fallen far behind the rest. The mule's load is heavy, the Vickers machine gun and its tripod, ammo boxes with 20 pounds of ammunition. Sometimes he just plain quits. "Get along, you old mule," Charles pleads. "Get along. Come on, champ." The mud sucks the animal's feet. Charles tugs at the animal's head again. He is thinking of Jones, dead now. Jones used to call champ son of a bitch number two. "Get along, son of a bitch number two," he pleads. "Get." Jones is dead. Jones was a son of a bitch himself.